In Alaska, summer brings tourists, and one of the most popular things to see in Juneau is the Mendenhall Glacier, maintained by the U.S. Forest Service. After the visitors' ooh and ah, the Forest Service wants them to notice something, that the glacier isn't quite so impressive as it used to be. Elizabeth Jenkins of member station KTOO in Juneau reports.
The Mendenhall Glacier is visible from the Visitor Center parking lot, but it's still pretty far. And if you traveled all this way, you probably want to get up close to the blue-tinted ice. Touching the face of the glacier can be tricky. You're separated by cold, silty water. A hike over the ridge could take hours. Visitor Center staff know that. And inside, they use it to prove a point.
Hi there, how are you?
Hello.
Have you had a chance to shake hands with the Mendenhall Glacier yet?
Todd Kahn, a Forest Service employee, lures a crowd over to touch a slick hunk of glacial ice.
Would you like to see some photos of the glacier in the past?
She pulls out a stack of photos. They start in the 1950s and show the progression of how much the glacier has changed.
You can't replace it, right?
No, we can't.
So how do we stop it?
Bingo. That's the kind of reaction the Forest Service wants. How do we stop it? Wilmer Blatbot, a tourist, says it got him thinking.
We didn't know it's deteriorating that fast. We believe that it's for everybody to see, for generations to generations.
It became our central topic, really, just in the last few years.
John Neary is the director of the Glacier's Visitor Center, and he's on a mission. He wants the more than 500,000 people who visit the Mendenhall Glacier each year to know that it's rapidly retreating due to climate change. And the 18 staffers who work for him are prepared to talk about it. He says initially, not everyone was game.
There was resistance, and I think it's because people view it as a negative thing. And, people on vacation, they don't want to hear about negative things. They want to think about positive, really exciting, and watch the whales, see the eagles, that sort of thing. I get that. That's understandable.
But he says it's all connected. For instance, nutrients from the glacier feed plankton in the ocean. Those plankton feed the whales. Over the past 30 years, Neary's noticed an extreme visible change in the glacier. But Forest Service staff say, at least once a day, they get someone who disagrees with the climate change spiel, like Joe and Sarah DeRozier, a Minnesota couple in their 20s.
Spectacular. The last time we were in Alaska, we were high school sweethearts. We were 16 years old, so it's nice to come back almost 10 years later and see how the landscape has changed.
Which is a lot. The glacier has retreated over 100 feet since then. Still, they say they're not worried about what's causing it.
I think everything is just pure speculation. We don't truly know. I mean, obviously it's receding and it's changing, but it's just one of those natural cycles, Sometimes, some years they'll recede, some years they'll grow.
Actually, most of the world's glaciers are losing ice, and most of the tourists are engaged in that conversation. Anna Ling is one of them. She traveled all the way from Scotland to be here, and had no idea she'd learned so much about climate change.
It's just a statement that's out there normally, and it doesn't really mean much to you until you see the physical evidence of it, especially seeing as we're able to touch the glacier there and know what we're losing.
The University of Fairbanks Geophysical Institute says the Mendenhall Glacier won't be visible from the visitor center by the end of this century. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.
That report came to us from Alaska's Energy Desk, a public media collaboration focused on energy and the environment.